Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast and a special welcome to all of the amazing women in the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood, our private Facebook group. And if you're not in there, you are so welcome to join us. So please come and join us in the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood so we can continue to carry these conversations on well after the podcast episode. Today, I'm actually going to be talking to you about your hormones and why they're so whacked out and how Ayurveda can actually help you balance your hormones. So let's dive in. Hormonal imbalances, they're quite a common issue affecting a lot of women these days. So symptoms for hormone imbalances, they can range from anywhere to having adult acne, irregular periods, mood swings to infertility. Hormonal imbalances can affect multiple areas in our lives. They can cause our whole personality to change sometimes, depending on the time of the month as well. So there's so many different signs and symptoms of hormonal imbalances. And it's really important to note that there are so many different hormones that do so many different things, just like hair thinning. That could be related more to the thyroid hormones rather than what we automatically think when we talk about hormone balances, such as our sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone. Hormonal imbalances, as I said, they're a really common health issue among women, and Ayurveda offers a holistic approach to restoring balance. Ayurveda understands that each individual has a unique constitution, and there are three fundamental energies of doshas, we call them in Ayurveda, that can influence our physical and mental states, including our hormones. Now, those three energies are vata, pitta, and kapha. Imbalances in these energies can lead to various health issues, but within women, they can lead to a lot of hormonal imbalances. The first step in treating hormonal imbalances in Ayurveda is to identify the root cause of the imbalance. And this can be done through a consultation with an Ayurvedic practitioner who will assess your unique constitution and lifestyle factors that may be contributing to these imbalances. Based on this assessment, the practitioner will create a personalized treatment plan that includes dietary and lifestyle recommendations, herbal medicines, and other Ayurvedic therapies. But first of all, let's start to look at some of those root causes that could be disturbing the doshas and therefore your hormones. One of the main reasons for hormonal imbalances that I see personally in my clinic, my women's health clinic, is you guessed it, stress. It is absolutely stress. And that is because stress changes the way our hormones communicate to each other. Stress also induces certain hormones and prohibits certain hormones. In today's fast-paced world, stress has become a constant companion for most of us, right? Chronic stress can lead to increased cortisol levels, which is a hormone, I'm sure you've heard of it, our stress hormone, which can negatively affect hormone production and balance, namely our sex hormones, so our estrogen and progesterone. It will also affect our thyroid hormones as well. When we experience a lot of chronic stress, it dysregulates our central nervous system, and the energy or the dosha named vata is the one that is responsible for our central nervous system. So when this goes out of balance, our vata dosha becomes imbalanced, and we can see a lot of different signs and symptoms arising from that. Our emotional well-being is also affected. And if we keep ourselves in this constant stress response, it's like this big feedback loop from our adrenals to our ovaries. And when we're not ovulating properly, we're not producing progesterone, which is a hormone that can help us feel really happy and calm. There is such a cascade of events that can go on. And we might not be classing it as stress because it's now become part of our life and it's just normal. The way that we speak to ourselves, the way we treat ourselves, and the way that we are not nurturing our emotional well-being. So if we are not in an emotionally stable and mentally stable state, this will inevitably have an effect on our body because our mind and our body are intricately connected. And the way that our body functions is through chemical messengers, which are our hormones. So taking control of our stress or being able to regulate our stress response really helps balance our hormones in the long run and in the short term. Now, our hormones are there to protect us. They're there to keep us happy and healthy and fertile. Even cortisol, like cortisol gets a really bad rap, but it's actually there to protect us. We need that. In emergency situations, we release adrenaline from the adrenal glands and cortisol, and they help buffer things like inflammation in that moment. They help us to be able to react quickly. It's just when we have this chronic low-level stress that continues through our life that we have an overproduction of these hormones that we are not meant to have. And then sometimes that feedback loop in the body, so the communication pathways, can start to get lazy, and that can induce a low production of these hormones, which is also not optimal, right? A lot of symptoms can come from having a low production in cortisol. So it is really important to connect our mental and emotional well-being and our stress response and how to regulate that with our hormones. And one of the most beautiful ways we can tap into ourselves every day just to regulate this stress response is through our breath. So learning how to do proper Vedic pranayama techniques that are suited to your constitution, so to your dosha, to help you balance internally your body and your hormones is really important everyday practice. And it doesn't need to be like a 20 minute, an hour practice. You could be dropping into this practice every hour or every few hours for 5 minutes at a time. It's really as simple as that. The other really important aspect here is to be able to really connect to yourself and your higher power and not be stuck in any of those disempowering beliefs, because they keep us in an internal turmoil of stress. Whether we recognize it or not, these constant negative thoughts that we're having in our mind, they will directly reflect on our body. They will tell our body we're in this state of disempowerment, which is stress to the body, okay? So it is really important to start with ourselves, to start with cultivating an empowering mindset, to learn how to regulate our stress response. We're never going to get rid of our stress response completely because we need that stress response, but how can we regulate it so that it's only switched on when it really truly needs to be switched on? Another common cause of hormonal imbalance is poor diet and nutrition. The foods that we eat directly impact our hormone production and balance. For instance, consuming too much sugars or processed foods can lead to insulin resistance, and that can lead to weight gain. And weight gain can again lead to more hormonal imbalances. Estrogen is produced in our ovaries, a little bit through our adrenals, but also some through our fat cells as well. So when we're really overweight, we can often be high in estrogen, which can lead to an imbalance with our estrogen and progesterone ratio. Food intolerances, they are also a really big factor in hormonal imbalances because they can set off an inflammatory response in the body. And when we have any inflammatory response or any stress response in the body, guess who comes to visit? Yeah, cortisol. Cortisol comes to try to combat that inflammatory response. But if we continue to eat the foods that we have an intolerance to, then we continue to produce the cortisol. And remember, in short term, cortisol is really useful, but long term, it really isn't. The other thing when it comes to our diet and nutrition and hormonal imbalances is through nutritional deficiency. So we're not eating the right foods for our own individual constitution to support our hormones, or we're not getting enough food. A lot of women go on all of these different fad diets for vanity's sake, but they're actually depleting their nutrients. So they're getting low levels of vitamin B, vitamin C, D, magnesium, iron, iodine, selenium, or other deficiencies that are really important for hormonal function and synthesis of our hormones. For instance, you need iodine and selenium for the thyroid hormone to be able to secrete and create its hormones. And our thyroid hormones govern our metabolism. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but if you're completely depleting all your nutritional qualities of your food because you're not eating enough because you want to lose weight, but then you're impacting your thyroid, which is your natural metabolism booster, then you're kind of not doing yourself any favors here. The other thing I'd like to speak about here is poor gut function and microbiome. So our microbiome really is so important to be able to metabolize our hormones. Our gut actually produces and metabolizes a lot of our hormones. So it's really important to keep this healthy. The other thing is if our gut microbiome is poor, it can lead to things like constipation. And if we're full of constipation, we're full of toxins. We're literally full of shit. And we are reabsorbing and re-metabolizing our estrogen levels because a lot of our hormones, they're excreted through our waste products, right? And our waste is our poo, guys. So if we're holding it all in there, we're reabsorbing it all. Another factor that I see affecting our hormones is environmental toxins, and they can be endocrine disruptors. So things like pesticides that especially if you're an avid gardener, different plastics that leak these endocrine disruptors, and chemicals such as chemicals found in our body products, our hair products, skin products, perfumes, all of those things can interfere with our hormones, leading to hormonal imbalances. So go as natural as you can when you're putting substances on your body. Control what you can, and you can control what you put on your body. Sometimes you can't control the environmental toxins that we absorb, depending on where you live, especially. But you can control the things that you put on your skin, right? So make sure that you're looking at the labels. That goes for your hair as well, so your shampoo and your conditioner. And definitely your cleaning products. I always make my own cleaning products up with essential oils. I know that if I am around cleaning products that are highly toxic, I get runny nose, itchy eyes, I start to cough, I feel like I can't breathe properly. And that just goes to show how much of an impact it is creating in my physical body. And that directly will be creating an impact on my hormones. So some other factors that can cause hormonal imbalances and dosha dysregulation is our detoxification pathways, such as the liver and the gut. So I've spoke about the gut a little bit, but also the liver. Like, this is our number one detoxifying or, detoxifier for our body. If we're having issues with the pathways in our liver and it is not performing optimally, then we will not be detoxifying the toxins that we have induced from the environment or our skincare or whatever that might look like. But also, we won't be detoxifying the natural hormones that still need to be detoxified through natural processes in the body, leading to a higher consumption of one and maybe a lower consumption of the other. Another important aspect to look out when we're taking a holistic approach to hormonal imbalances is your environment, your work environment, your home environment. Is there mold? Like, mold is such a disruptor for our hormones. But it's not just the physical toxins that are in our environment. I'm also speaking about the environment in the way that is it causing stress? Because stress was the number one thing we spoke about at the very start of this episode. If you have an unhealthy, cluttered space at home, then that's going to feel unhealthy and cluttered in your mind. If your environment at work is stressful, that is going to create internal stress in the body, which we know creates internal stress on the hormones. So, how does your environment look? Do you have a nice, clear, clean space? Do you have boundaries around your environment at home? And what does your work environment look like? Can you improve that in any way just to take the edge off feeling stressed or anxious at work because of the environment that you're in? Another cause of hormonal imbalances can be untreated or hidden and lingering low-grade infections or autoimmune conditions. I see this a lot with my clients in clinic. So if you've had previous infections or viruses that you never really felt the same after acquiring them, then it's really important to look at this a little more, because again, this creates that low-level infection, this low-level inflammation in the body. And that directly will affect how our hormones are behaving in the body. Namely, cortisol, once again, is going to be higher. And we know cortisol can affect our stress, our sex hormones, as I explained. It also has an impact on our blood sugars and insulin and those type of hormones as well. And EMF exposures are another thing. So we're on our devices all the time, guys. We have, depending on where you live, you might have all of these different towers, Bluetooth all around you. And many studies have shown how that can impact our hormones as well. So keep your devices away, like, have device-free time as much as you can to keep your natural and your physical home work environment as as optimal as possible. Okay, so now how does Ayurveda and my higher self method help to treat these hormonal imbalances? So as I mentioned, first we need to look at the root cause, and I've just listed a whole lot of different root causes that could be going on in your mind and body that are contributing to your hormonal imbalances, which is contributing to your individual constitution, your dosha going out of balance. So first of all, we need to look at my very first pillar, which is health alchemy. So that is being able to optimize your health and your hormones through a holistic and integrative approach or a multidimensional approach. So what does this mean? This means looking at your physical body and your hormones. What's happening here? What communication pathways are working? What's not? What hormones are out of balance? What other symptoms are perhaps being caused from these hormonal imbalances within your body? How are they manifesting in you? Because we're all so individual. We could have on paper the same hormonal imbalance, but it will show up, it will manifest differently with different symptoms in different people. Because like I said, the symptoms for hormonal imbalance are so vast. So let's optimize our physical health. Again, I've spoke about our mental and emotional health being really important for hormonal imbalance. So let's look at that. Also our spiritual health and our connection to self and purpose, because this plays a big role in our looping thoughts in our mind and how it affects our internal body and how our body behaves and reacts, including those chemical messengers we call hormones. So first of all, we need to look at an individual approach to optimizing your health and your hormones from a very holistic standpoint. We need to then cultivate more self-awareness about our own mind-body constitution. So as I mentioned, this is our Ayurvedic dosha, because this will really be, this will really influence our treatment plan and how we start to implement things in the treatment process. We want to identify our current habits. So what habits are contributing to these hormonal imbalances? What habits are contributing to not having or being in an optimal health state? Because if you don't know what those habits are, it's really hard to change them. So we need to be really aware and really honest with ourselves and really, really truthful here. What are our current habits, and how are they influencing our health and our hormones? And then we need to integrate holistic healing modalities that will suit your individual needs and implement changes for optimal health and longevity. So this might look like an individualized nutrition plan, lifestyle modifications, breathwork or pranayama, looking at this from a tridoshic standpoint. So making sure that the breathwork you are doing is helping your individual constitution, your dosha. So don't just go on all these fancy fad breathwork parties that are like making you breathe like crazy if you're Vata dosha, because that is only going to create more stress in the body. It's not going to be helpful. So make sure that when you are practicing breathwork and pranayama, you're taking into consideration your individual constitution and your symptoms that are present. We can also use herbs. So Ayurvedic herbal medicine are really powerful for hormonal conditions. And if we need to supplement some nutritional deficiencies, if we find that that is one of the leading causes for you as well. And of course, health education, the more wisdom and knowledge you have about yourself, how your body functions and your health, then the more better off you're going to be in the long run. So that is just the very first pillar, health alchemy. And then we go down to empowering belief shifts through Ayurvedic psychology. Like I said, we can't heal, we can't change, we can't move through life if we're in a disempowered state. So we really need to empower ourselves with our mindset. And this includes identifying limiting core beliefs. We need to then question those beliefs and those meanings so that we can then cultivate a new empowered belief shift. We can start to rewire those subconscious patterns that we have either identified when we were optimizing our health, or some new patterns might emerge here because they're subconscious. Now we need to rewire those. And then we want to really implement and show up as that empowered belief, because all of the fun, airy, fairy, fluffy mindset work and reading all of the self-help guru books ain't going to help us if we don't implement it. Implementing that information and learning more about yourself and how to apply it to yourself, that is where the transformation is going to occur. And then we finally get to the third pillar, and that is dharmic impact through purpose-driven changes. So this is about really fostering a deeper connection with self, which is the ultimate purpose that will create the deepest impact anyway. It's aligning all aspects of ourself to embody and embrace our higher self. That is through education and taking purpose-driven changes so that we can optimize our health and our hormones. So the way we do this is we cannot connect our current purpose and uncover our future goals by asking the right questions. So if we're looking at optimizing our health and our hormones, we need to look at our current process of how we're doing that and what our future goals are. We really need to be able to ask ourselves the right questions there so that we can truly uncover all of this. We then need to evaluate our intention and our future vision. So we take the information that we've gained from going through pillar one, alchemizing our health, and then we pair it with how to create intention and stay motivated, asking your why and how aligned you're feeling with your decisions, and are your intentions aligned with your values? Because if you have a common goal of optimizing your health and your hormones, but you can't align them with your values, it's going to be really hard to stay on track, because it's not always a quick, easy fix. It takes commitment and it takes purpose, and it takes those purpose-driven changes and implementing them to create more impact in your life from optimizing your health and your hormones. So then we do create those purpose-driven changes. So how are we going to create a plan that takes into account step one and step two for your future vision? And this is really a step-by-step process that allows you to align with who you want to be, what you want to do, and how you want to show up in the world. And it also goes back to those empowering belief shifts. Remember, I said that the way we feel on the inside can really affect our Right. Sorry about that. I had to run off. I had a visitor to come around. So where were we up to? We were up to following a step-by-step process, which will allow you to align with who you want to be and how you want to show up. And I was speaking about how our internal environment, our internal thought patterns will affect our physical and our physical health and our hormones. So we really need to get that into order and how we can connect that to our higher purpose of being, so that we have this internal happy sort of, you know, happiness and purpose, so that we're not in this constant state of disharmony and stress from a mental health and emotional standpoint as well. And if you're a woman in business, then this also means like how are you fulfilling your purpose through your business? Like, how connected do you feel? Are you doing your business but feeling constantly stressed out and under the pump, and it's actually starting to lose its potency of passion and purpose? Because this will directly affect your health and your hormones. And I'm sure a lot of you know what I'm talking about. This can lead to burnout, adrenal fatigue, you name it. And I see so many women entrepreneurs in my clinic with hormonal imbalances because their business has taken over their mental load and their life, and affecting their physical health, their hormonal health. So, thank you so much for listening to me talk about hormones and Ayurveda and how it all comes together and how we can really start to understand the root cause of our own individual hormonal imbalance and how we can start to treat that through Ayurveda. I just really want you guys to remember that your health and your well-being is your birthright, and Ayurveda offers a holistic approach to help you achieve balance and harmony in all aspects of your life. If you're interested in diving deeper into Ayurveda and women's health and just learning so much more about it and so much more about yourself, I invite you to join our Ayurveda Alchemist program. This is an immersive and transformative program that will equip you with the knowledge and tools to live in alignment with your body's natural rhythms and cycles and to cultivate optimal health, hormones, and vitality. And it also certifies you to become an Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach so that you can help others with this information as well. As a member of the Ayurveda Alchemist, you'll have access to expert guidance, community support, and wealth of resources to help you on your journey. You'll learn how to apply the higher self method to overcome your limiting beliefs, to optimize your health, and to tap into your inner power to achieve your goals, whether they're related to health, relationships, career, or personal growth. So if you are ready to step into your power and reclaim your health and well-being, or become a high-level Ayurveda and women's health coach, then we encourage you to join the Ayurveda Alchemist program. You can visit our website and contact us directly to learn more. I would love to offer you a free alchemy call where we can really look at your current process of optimizing your health and your hormones, or the process you have with your clients. And then I can share with you how my higher self method can actually help you get more clear on that and put a process in place where you can get the goals that you desire. And we can share, I can also share a little bit more about the Ayurveda Alchemist program if it's the right fit for you. And if not, that's absolutely fine as well. So please don't feel shy to book a call with me. I would love to talk to you guys. You know, I'm a bit of a talker. If you're listening to this podcast, you can hear that. So please book in a call so that we can chat. And I look forward to supporting you on your health and wellness journey. And I just thank you so much for being here, for taking your precious time to listen to this episode, or to join us in the Facebook group. Thank you so much. Namaste, everyone. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health. Or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.